Welcome to God and Country Biblical Exposition. As I have written on my latest business card, God and Country Biblical Exposition, that you may be able to stand firm. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, and also verse 13, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day and having done everything to stand firm. Well, that's the purpose of the word taught in this program, to strengthen Christians in their service for Christ in these last days. Today's program, I'd like to discuss a new documentary put out by Matt Walsh and the conservative group called The Daily Wire. The documentary is called What is a Woman? It's a documentary exposing the foolishness of the transgender movement. This documentary is being silenced by the left, but sweeping the nation and being talked about everywhere on conservative sites and on social media. So I highly recommend that you put in the hour and a half and watch it. A word about the Daily Wire. It's a conservative commentary news group. It was put together by Jeremy Boring, an evangelical Christian. And the commentators include Andrew Clavin, who's an evangelical Christian, Ben Shapiro, an Orthodox Jew, Michael Knowles and Matt Walsh, both conservative Roman Catholics. And recently, Candace Owens joined the group. Her faith is a work in progress. The Daily Wire has now expanded into news reporting and into filmmaking. And those who are politically astute are well acquainted with The Daily Wire. I'm a subscriber. We can learn much from reading and watching The Daily Wire in that they report on what's happening in the world from a theistic natural law point of view. However, in that they're not completely grounded in biblical truth, God's written revelation, they fall short in seeing and speaking the whole truth. And that would also be my main criticism of Walsh's documentary, What is a Woman? It does a great job of exposing the irrationality and the harmfulness of the transgender movement, but it doesn't reference the authority of Christ and his word. So ultimately, it's Matt Walsh's logic versus the logic of LGBTQ. It's Matt Walsh's view of fixed reality versus the LGBTQ's view of fluid reality. And it could be said that Matt Walsh is building his beliefs on the same erroneous foundation as LGBTQ. That man can find truth through his own unaided mind apart from God's revelation. It's trying to find truth without Christ and the authority of the Word of God. It's conservatism without Christ. And so, the documentary offers no solution except that we should think more logically about what is reality. That a biological woman is a woman and a biological man is a man. But at this point in history, Christians should have all come to realize that there's no change, there is no hope without encountering God, the new birth. John chapter 3, unless a man is born again, he will not see the kingdom of God, or any of God's truth for that matter. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You're a teacher in Israel, and you do not understand these things, that a man must be born again?" Romans chapter 8, verse 7, "The mind that is set on the flesh is hostile toward God. It doesn't subject itself to the law of God, for it's not even able to do so." These people who are transgender advocates and allies are spiritually dead. They walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that's now working in the sons of disobedience. They live in the lust of their flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and they are by nature children of wrath. So a proper understanding of man's condition an understanding of why these people believe what they believe, because it's part of their very fallen nature, is what's necessary to appreciate that the only solution is the direct gospel of Jesus Christ. We can only turn back the false religion of transgenderism by men of God preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's how we became a righteous and moral country in the first place. By the gospel preaching of men like Whitfield and Wesley and Edwards. And this is the only way this nation is going to return to righteousness. The Roman Empire didn't become Christian and outlaw pagan immoralities because the Christians taught Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. Or by Fox News commentary on the culture. Paul's first main point to the Corinthian church was to not be impressed with philosophical arguments. Because 1 Corinthians 1:21, in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom didn't come to know God. God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. This is in order that 1 Corinthians 2:5, your faith would not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Because that's the only thing your faith can rest in. That's the only thing that will win all of these transgender advocates that Matt Walsh interviews to truth. So this critique of Matt Walsh's documentary has been made by quite a few evangelical podcasters. I want you to listen to Matt Walsh's response, and you discern if his answer holds any weight. His answer is quite convincing, and that's why many conservatives, even many evangelical pundits, leave off the gospel, because they claim that the teaching of natural law and logical reality is sufficient. So here's Matt Walsh's answer.
Mike says, Matt, loved your film, but the one really big omission is that the film never mentions God or grounds itself in the truth of Scripture. Massive missed opportunity. I've heard this critique of a couple different places. I just really disagree with it quite a bit. The objective of the film is, first of all, to expose the absurdity and the hollowness of gender ideology, and to kind of to show how this is being, how kids are being indoctrinated, how this is harming people, harming women, harming everybody, to expose all of that, and then to reassert basic common sense reality. The answer to what, okay, I just said I want to get spoilers away, but the answer to what is woman is adult female. So I'm not sure what, by the end of it, we finally get to the answer, and you would have liked it to be, a Bible quote, or a woman is someone who's created by God or something like that. The thing is, of course, that's true. But if we had done that, the left would have been very happy, I can tell you that. Okay, if we had framed this in a religious context, the left would love that. That's what they were hoping this movie would be. And it's not. That's one of the reasons why they're so afraid of it. I think we needed to start with the basic reality. It's like if somebody says, if someone's going around, if there's a movement of people going around claiming that 2 + 2 = 5, okay, we're going to destroy mathematics, 2 + 2 = 5. What's your response to that going to be? Your response is going to be, no, it's 4. You're not going to say, well, no, God says that 2 + 2 = 4. He does, but that wouldn't be your response. Nobody would say that. That would not be the most effective response, because then you're making it seem like your belief in mathematics is rooted in religious faith. It's like a religious doctrine. No, it's just math. Yes, everything comes from God, including mathematics. And that's a conversation we can have once you've reasserted the basic reality. Okay, someone says 2 + 2 = 5, you don't immediately pull out the Bible and start flipping through Scripture. No, it equals 4. Let's start there, and then we can go deeper into a lot of different issues.
So Matt Walsh says that the objective is to expose gender ideology and its harmfulness, to reassert common sense reality. We are to start with basic reality. And there's a truth there. We can learn from what is called natural revelation. What God reveals to us through common sense, through our conscience, through our nature. Paul spoke about this in Romans chapter 2, verse 14, that even without the law, the Gentiles know right from wrong by common sense. The scripture only reinforces what our conscience already tells us. And the scriptures are given to inform those who have their conscience seared. And so on the Areopagus, speaking to the Greek philosophers, Paul appeals to natural common sense regarding the gods not being made of stone. But Paul eventually, in that speech, gets around to teaching about Christ and the resurrection. And that's when his audience begins to either believe or mock. Matt Walsh says, God is a conversation we can have once we have reasserted the basic reality. But the fact is, even though I hear that from many conservatives, this is a conversation they never seem to get around to having. And I tend to believe, this is a conversation we should include in all conversations because it's our most powerful argument. Walsh uses the 2+2 analogy, that if someone asserts 2+2 is 5, we don't turn to the Bible to prove it equals 4. Well, first, transgenderism is in a realm of morality, not mathematics. God or no God is central to any moral discussion. And second, if you were to argue with a leftist who is asserting that 2+2 = 5, it's not because they're making a calculation error. They're trying to assert a philosophical position that reality cannot be trusted. How do you even know that we exist? How can we even trust our own eyes or our mind? And within a few minutes into that argument, you're going to have to reference God's character and his truth built into the universe. If someone doubts reality, the answer is found in God. Matt Walsh also says, if we had quoted the Bible, the left would have been very happy. And because we didn't frame it in a religious context, that's the reason they're so afraid of it. Well, let me explain what's going on here. The left, at least liberalism coming out of the Enlightenment, used to claim that truth can be derived from human reason and common sense. The left will not accept God's revelation, but historically they've accepted human reason. Well, along comes Matt Walsh, using common sense to establish gender truth. And this creates a problem for the left in that many are still holding on to logic and reality. But remember, in postmodernism, there is no longer this liberal belief in common sense truth. At this point, their greatest fear is the God argument. It may not seem like it because they'll mock it, but it actually strikes fear in their heart. As in the case of Paul addressing the Roman governor Felix, Acts chapter 24, but as he, Paul, was discussing righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come, Felix became frightened. These people are more frightened of Christians than Christians are of them. When they claim there is this homophobia and transphobia, it's projection. The truth is, they actually have Christian phobia. 90% of Americans believe in God. And when they hear from Scripture that God is opposed to transgenderism, it makes them reconsider their position like nothing else. What the documentary could have included was an evangelical theologian who would have explained very wisely something to the effect that this is a spiritual issue because we are spiritual beings. There's a battle between God's law and man's law. This was prophesied in Scripture that in the last days there would be a great outbreak of evil. This is the final rebellion against God's law. The world is even at a point of rebelling against God's intrinsic rules concerning gender. Well, the documentary did interview one theologian, Carl Truman, Bible professor at Grove City College, who wrote the book, The Rise and Triumph of Modern Self. But in the interview, Truman says nothing about God. And lo and behold, last year I did a review of Truman's book, and my whole point in that review was that in Truman's critique of postmodernism, Truman never referenced how God's word addresses the problem. So, one of the reasons I am reviewing Matt Walsh's documentary is to again warn the Christian community about the ineffectiveness of Christless conservatism. Unless Christ is preached, the moral decline in America will continue. God will not save this nation unless the saving work of Christ, his son, is honored. Now, let's review the documentary itself. At least what Walsh supplies is a picture of the false teaching of transgenderism. And his commentary may be like the law that gives us a knowledge of sin, Romans chapter 3. Even the Old Testament prophets, who are prosecutors of the Old Testament law, would write chapters describing the sins of the people. Walsh interviews a number of transgender promoting counselors, doctors, and professors. And in this, they expose why they believe what they believe, how they justify their sin. And what these transgender advocates expose is exactly what the Bible says about these people, such as in the book of Jude, which is all about the sexual deviance and rebellion in the last days, that they despise authority, they're fault finders, they follow after their own lusts, they're ungodly persons who turn the grace of God into licentiousness. These men revile in things which they do not understand. You know, it's one thing to read about this in the Bible. It's a whole other thing to see it in practice in our generation. It's an aha moment. Oh, this is what the Bible means in such and such a verse about the sins of the people. And you know, we need to know this application of the Word of God if we're to reach this generation. So again, I highly recommend to you this documentary, and you can get it at dailywire.com. So Matt Walsh begins the documentary by asking the question, what is a woman? And there's more to that question than meets the eye. Recently, in the Senate hearings for the Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Marsha Blackburn, the senator from Tennessee, asked Jackson, can you define a woman? Jackson, a Supreme Court nominee, responds, I can't. You can't, says Blackburn. Jackson replied, no, not in this context. I'm not a biologist. Blackburn then says, the meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition? The fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the danger of the kind of progressive education that we're hearing about. One has to understand transgender ideology to understand why this question, what is a woman, is a real problem for these people. They hate the question because it backs them into a corner. Regardless of how they answer, they lose. Answering the question undermines their whole philosophy. So they really can't answer the question honestly. If they say a woman is someone who has certain biological, feminine, physical traits, such as two X chromosomes in their cells, that undermines their philosophy that gender and sex are different. That gender is a state of mind, that gender is a human construct, and that you can be whatever gender you want to be. Because it's all about your feelings, not about biology. But if they answer that a woman is someone who feels certain feminine traits or wants to practice certain feminine behaviors, then they have to define what those feminine traits and behaviors are. And that contradicts their ideology that there are no intrinsic feminine roles or traits. It's all human construct. So therefore, they can't answer the question without undermining their position. So throughout the movie, the people interviewed can't answer the question, or rather, they're unwilling to answer the question. Most of this movie was filmed last year, before the left was even familiar with this question, what is a woman? So they're not prepared. Matt Walsh has said in other interviews that it was almost as if these people were ready to answer the question, but they stopped themselves thinking, you know, I cannot answer this because it would be politically incorrect and insensitive. Well, the whole thing demonstrates that when you reject God's truth, natural revelation, you enter into the realm of non-reason. Or better said, in Romans chapter 1, verse 22, professing to be wise, you become a fool. And Paul made that point in Romans chapter 1 in the context of discussing how unsaved people give themselves over to sexual perversions. So throughout the documentary, Matt Walsh portrays himself as a clueless father, wandering around the country looking for answers to what is a woman. Can my son become a girl? Is there a son trapped in my daughter's body? Is this what progress looks like? Now, Matt Walsh perfectly knows the answer, but he doesn't let on. In order to fully appreciate this documentary, you have to understand Matt Walsh's dry, satirical sense of humor. He is a very gifted humorist. At the end of the movie, spoiler alert, Walsh walks into his kitchen and asks his wife, what is a woman? And she says, it's a female adult person who needs you to open this pickle jar. And that says more about the difference between a man and a woman than any philosophical discussion. So the documentary begins with some sex ed clips from the 1950s, just to show what Americans used to believe, what was believed since the beginning of time. Men are those who are biologically men, and women are those who are biologically women. Then Matt Walsh interviews Gret Comfrey, a gender-affirming therapist in the state of Tennessee. On her website, she states that she uses a combination of approaches in my therapeutic work, including anti-oppression, feminist, and narrative frameworks. I rely deeply on system theory and understanding that individuals are products of and in dialogue with our surroundings, including our family, broader culture, workplace, nature, and political climates. Well, of course, you know, Matt Walsh, you know, asked, what does that all mean? Well, we all know what it means. This therapist has bought into the religion of transgenderism. As she goes on to explain, quote, gender is a human construct. It's not right for people to be assigned a gender because of their biology. That is the way we used to look at people's gender, but now we know that gender is so much more. Some people are women with penises. In other words, your gender might be different from your biological gender because gender is about how you feel. So, Walsh asks the question, how do we know that? And Comfrey says, because I've learned it from transgender people. And that tells us all we need to know about her source of authority. It's from man. Her authority is human desire. It's this concept of developing a set of ethics based upon how people behave, rather than developing ethics outside of ourselves from God's higher natural law. In this school of thought about ethics, if sodomy is practiced, in a society, then sodomy is what is ethical. Because there's no God. Or rather, there's no God who has anything to say about our sexual behavior. So all morals have to come from what man does naturally. Walsh then asked this therapist, what is a woman? She says, I'm not a woman, so I can't answer that. So she's a woman claiming to be a man. She's transgender. Then Walsh goes to the streets of New York City to ask people, what's a woman? And the people interviewed can't answer the question. Those interviewed say things like, it's whatever you want to do or believe. Your truth is your truth. My truth is my truth. Whatever makes you happy. Walsh even goes to a woman march and asks the women, what is a woman? And nobody there can give him an answer. Instead, they start chanting a vile curse against him. And in this, we're reminded how much our culture has embraced secular relativism. This is why transgenderism is spreading like wildfire. They don't even have to teach transgenderism in schools. All they have to do is teach that truth is relative, that there's no God, that all religions contradict, that truth is whatever makes you happy, that man is the measure of all things. And that is an open door for transgenderism. That's the foundation. Follow your own lusts rather than fight sinful self. And because of secular relativism, transgenderism is celebrated and embraced even by people who identify with their biological gender. And if you don't celebrate transgenderism, you're some sort of people-hating bigot. The majority of people are transgender allies because they live according to the same godless worldview that we are our own God. Well, some other recent news stories I want to share in this regard, just to show how widespread transgenderism has become in our culture. This is not a minority belief. This has taken over the entire nation. In Fairfax, Virginia, the school board ruled that students can be suspended if they do not use another student's preferred pronouns. Because people's right to their own truth, their right to not be offended in their fantasy, comes above those who refuse to go along with the lie. This is happening because this generation is completely given over to affirming human will rather than God's will. The highest value is not what God has to say about morality, but thou shalt not offend people. In the news this week in Scotland, a man was turned away from donating blood because he refused to answer the question whether he had ever been pregnant. He wasn't going to play along with their transgender fantasy. So for these social workers, they were so dedicated to promoting transgender ideology that actually getting blood for patients was ignored. This story, Vice President Kamala Harris is forming a task force to go after online criticism of the LGBTQ movement because that's considered hate speech, which needs to be shut down by the government. So our government is promoting the religion of transgenderism. Whatever happened to the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. Last week, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, again went on the RuPaul Drag Queen show, and she said, it's my honor to be here to say to all of you how proud we are of you. Thank you for the joy and the beauty you bring to the world. Your freedom of expression of yourselves in drag is what America is all about. Yet this is an abomination before God. But the leadership of the United States House of Representatives loves it. This is how apostate American leadership has become. This week, the Democrat governor of Michigan referred to women as menstruating people. Why did she say that? Well, because in transgender ideology, a man might actually be a woman inside, and so you don't want to assume all women have female biology. She says these things because she believes in transgender doctrine, and she's the governor. Another story, the Biden administration issued a ruling that forces employers and healthcare providers to pay for and perform transgender medical procedure and counseling. A judge temporarily put a hold on it because of a Christian appealing the ruling. But again, this is government-sponsored transgender religion. Remember back in April, Biden made an official video celebrating Transgender Visibility Day. That's actually a national day. A quote from Biden, this administration is standing up for you against all of these hateful bills, and we're committed to advancing transgender equality in the classroom, on the playing field, at work, in our military, in our housing and healthcare systems, everywhere, simply everywhere. Unquote, Joe Biden. Also, while Matt Walsh's documentary was circulating, the Democrats have been pushing a documentary supporting transgenderism called Always Jane. It's about a boy in New Jersey who transitioned into a girl and how good it is for him. Finally, last week on Fox News, in celebration of Gay Pride Month, they featured a young teen girl who is transitioning into a boy. The Fox News commentator said this family has extraordinary courage and is a hope and inspiration to all. And the family even said this was God's doing. Watch this clip.
14-year-old Ryland Whittington is a typical Southern California teenager. And the Whittingtons, along with Mom Hillary, Dad Jeff, and Sister Brinley, are a typical family. The only difference, though, in Ryland's eyes, is what this family can mean to the tens of thousands of kids under 18 who identify as transgender.
We put our story out there so people could see that, like, there's another family out there that is going through what we're going through, or there's another family who's proud of who they are.
And unlike some trans kids, when Ryland came out at age 5, a few years later, he had the full support of his parents.
Initially, there was some pushback from us in trying to understand this.
We were confused, like most people are. We thought that gender and sexuality were the same thing. It took us a while to figure out that those two things are different, and that children actually do recognize their gender identity very young. Some of them, not all.
But they listened to Ryland and to Hillary's conservative faith.
For me, it's just a deep spiritual belief that you believe in God and he, you know, created us the way he wanted us. Well, then yes, he created Ryland just the way he is.
So the mother's theology is that since God created us just the way he wants us, he created Ryland transgender. Well, that is not what the Bible teaches about God's creation and man's corrupt nature. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, God made men upright, but they have sought out many devices, many sins. Ecclesiastes 9:3, the hearts of the son of man are full of evil, and insanity is in their hearts throughout their lives. Afterward, they go to the dead. We are born with a corrupt nature. The image of God in us has been marred, and we need to be converted, and the image of God needs to be restored. This is what God actually has to say about Ryland's transgenderism. This young girl needs to struggle with her sinful, rebellious desires like every one of us. So what we're seeing here is actually Baal worship, the redefining of God to justify immoral desires. Well, those are just a few stories out of the hundreds this week to show us what we're up against. Transgenderism is not a minority position. It has taken over this country. Back to the documentary. Walsh interviews Marcel Bowers, a transgender woman. She or he has performed more than 2,000 sex change operations. so that people's biological gender will fit their inner gender somewhat. You know, because in reality, a girl can never really become a boy or vice versa. Every cell in the body is still either male or female, XY or XX. Even Bowers calls it a Faustian bargain, which is quite revealing because in Faust, it's a deal made with the devil. Bowers goes on to claim that there aren't many critics of these transgender medical procedures and that those who see something wrong with it are dinosaurs. And that interview demonstrates the blindness and the arrogance of these people. Walsh then interviews Michelle Forcier, a pediatric doctor who helps children transition. She is involved in what is called gender affirmative care. Quote, I've worked for a number of different Planned Parenthoods for 20 years. I do advanced contraception and abortion as well as gender hormones, and sort of look at the whole sort of schema of gender, sex, and reproductive justice. Well, she goes on to tell Walsh that telling a family, based on that little penis, that your child is male is not correct. In listening to this woman, one has to ask why she is on this crusade. Where is she coming up with these values? She sounds like such a sweet grandmother type woman. But in her heart, her goal is to affirm people, what people want to do. That's what she loves. That people should be able to choose their own morals and their own destiny. And she, like many others, despises this concept that there is a God who asks us to do what might go against our nature, against our fallen nature. Romans chapter 5, in her heart, she is at enmity with God. And like so many people today, that's why she is an LGBTQ ally. Because she agrees with their rebellion against God's authority. She is on the side of man's autonomy from God. Matt Walsh then interviews Patrick Grzanka, professor of women, gender, and sexual studies at the University of Tennessee. And this professor drones on and on about his gender ideology. He revels in his own mind. And the revealing statement of this professor is that he says the word truth is condescending and rude. And that he didn't like Walsh's essentialistic language. And even asking the question, what is a woman? Even the question implies transphobia. This professor wonders why Walsh would even be concerned with the question, because we shouldn't be concerned at all with identifying gender norms. Because this professor believes there should be no gender or gender norms. So here's a complete apostate who is following man is God to its logical conclusion. Matt Walsh then goes on to the other side of the argument and interviews a Dr. Grossman. She explains how this transitioning is destroying children emotionally and physically. Puberty blockers, Lupron, is chemical castration. She explains all of this started with the sexual freedom ideology taught by the psychologists Kinsey and John Money. Secular academia now accepts these men's theories as gospel truth. Walsh interviews girls in track and in swimming who are beat out by transgender athletes. He interviews Scott Newgart, a woman who transitioned into a male but regrets it and has been physically scarred for life. She admits she will never be a man. It's a lie. Then Matt Walsh travels to Nairobi, Africa, and he asks tribal leaders, what is a woman? And this is one of the best parts of the documentary. The left are saying gender is a Western human construct. Then how come tribes who have no contact with the West believe men and women are determined by biology? they have more common sense than Western intellectuals. And again, this is Romans chapter 1. Secular intellectuals professing to be wise become fools, and then God gives them over to degrading passions. Walsh includes a collage of young people on TikTok, all saying that they're transitioning. The documentary is well thought out. It begins with interviews exposing the ideology of transgenderism, and then concludes with interviews with those who are standing against the transgender movement. A father in Canada who was jailed because he refused to use his daughter's preferred pronouns. In Canada, to not use someone's preferred pronouns is considered criminal violence. Walsh interviews Sarah Stockton, a clinical supervisor, and Dr. Deborah So, who have come out against transitioning children. Walsh interviews Jordan Peterson, who explains that confirming someone in their fantasy is not counseling. Walsh mentions Tanner Cross, the physical education teacher in Virginia, who refused to use students' preferred pronouns because of his Christian beliefs. Walsh includes his speech to the Loudoun County Board of Education, where he calls them all child abusers. Then Walsh reads part of his new children's book against transgenderism, Johnny the Walrus. The final point Walsh is making is that the only way we're going to turn this back is to speak up for the truth. We have to voice the truth, otherwise the lie takes over. Righteous people need courage and boldness. Of course, I have to include Philippians 1:20. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness, Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. That father in Canada, who was jailed for not lying to his daughter about her gender, said, maybe we're up against the battle here, up against the hill, that perhaps we're not going to necessarily win today. But if we don't pave the way for a win, we'll never get there. By standing up, we pave the way for the eventual victory. Remember Gideon, who had the courage to stand up against the Baal worship of the Moabites and tear down their altar when the other Israelites were too afraid? And there would not have been any religious freedom for the Jews in Babylon unless Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego risked all and refused to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol. There's an interesting movie that came out in 2015 called Silence. It's a Paramount production with Liam Neeson and Andrew Garfield. And it's about the persecution of Christians in Japan and two Catholic priests who converted to Buddhism in order to save themselves from the persecution. What the Japanese inquisitors required of the Christians in order to save their lives and the lives of their loved ones was to step on a picture of Jesus. That's all they had to do. But this was a demonstration that Jesus was not truly Lord. You know, just like in ancient Rome, all you had to do is burn incense to Caesar and declare that Caesar is Lord. Today, all you have to do is put up a gay pride emoji on your Facebook page, fly the rainbow flag, affirm LGBTQ, and you're safe. But it's really a denial of Christ. And transgender advocates know it. The world has never been changed and will never be changed for good unless righteous people are willing to sacrifice all for the sake of God's truth. It cannot happen any other way. It always takes risk and courage to move the culture, even more important, to win people to Christ. And besides, standing up for God's truth is our opportunity to show our love and loyalty toward Christ. And what other reason do we have for life on earth? Thanks for listening. Subscribe, like, share, leave a comment below. and may Jesus Christ reign.